Yeah. No, neither. So at the end of the year, and then we're going to have our individual meetings, I'm going to tell them that one of the areas that we will look to improve is our overall group fitness, to be on that track. And then I'm going to tell them, you know, I want you to be prepared for a tougher training camp, perhaps, than you're used to. But it's not, there's no tangible, what does he mean by that? So they needed, and it was the first day I felt we could do it. I know it does not come at an easy time in our schedule, so I just showed the team what a training camp day looks like. Actually, training camp's going to be quite a bit harder, but a training camp day looks like, and then I got the Boston Bruins coming to town. But there was no other time that we could do this. I mean, we're still in the playoff hunt. I can't do it then. The compressed schedule never thought we would allow to do it. We wanted to build on quickness coming out of the Olympic break and things of that nature. We did do some skating in there. So I needed them to understand when I say we're going to have a tougher camp, when I've asked them to prepare differently, to train differently, to be aware of their summer program and how that affects what they're able to do in camp. They needed a place to understand. That's all.
Paul, when you talk like that, it sounds as if you're coming back to head
coach. There hasn't been a day that I've approached that any differently from day one. I would do exactly what I do each day, try to do the right thing for this franchise and the team. That was part of the agreement with Kevin. You know, we do everything you can to get us in the playoffs and then set a foundation where we can judge and go start from, so that, you know, if the decision was made that another coach would be coming in, at least until that decision, I would like to think they're going to train fairly hard for camp. You know, if the new guy comes in and says, hey, it's going to be easy, then maybe they'll stop. But from my point of view, they needed to know what I'm talking about and not just in words.
You think they know?
Well, this is what's going to happen. There's going to be, so we've got some really, really fit athletes in there. And they're going to work really hard all summer to get an inch better. You know, I mean, the return on a really fit man working very hard all summer isn't great. He's going to get a little bit better, but he's already almost maxed where he's at. And then we're going to get a big bulk of the middle guys, and that's the area that you really want to try to improve. Like, your bottom end guys are going to get better because you can work with them almost specifically to make them better. It's the big bulk in the middle. There's going to be a separation there. Now, I'm hoping that a bunch of guys are going to get it, so we have to work harder. So they're going to get it, and then it makes it easier weeding out the rest. So I believe it will pay dividends or be a very, very difficult. But I can't, you know what, training camp can't even be that tough. It really can't. Well, not even, they've shortened the days down. I mean, the PA's got an absolute stranglehold on this thing. I mean, it used to be 6 weeks long, right? No, between the three-hour rule, the mandatory days off, seven games, I got like six, seven practices. And they're spread out over 3 weeks. So you can't do what you used to be able to do.
Did you specifically ask your captain to practice
today? His legs were good. And it was a good day for him to be out there. But I'm not sure he's playing. I'm pretty sure he's not.
Are you a coach that likes to have a lot of input into your players' off-season training programs individually?
Well, you can't, right? So the rules stay that I can't be calling a guy, making a guy come in here, finding out where he's at, weighing him in. I can't do any of that. But we've encouraged our players to take an active role in all parts of this, the way we practice, the way we travel, everything, and their fitness program, and they're running a small business here, and they're going to hire consultants for their small business, and they got to take a look at their year-end results and say, did I get to camp last year in the best shape that I could get? And if not, then they need to hire new consultants, and they need to do something different. So that's my message on that front. I mean, if he didn't like your result, then you need to find somebody else, train somewhere else, live somewhere else, especially for the young guys that aren't necessarily tied to a certain place. Go to a place where fit athletes have been produced over the course of the summer and train there.
Were you happy with response?
Oh, no, I wasn't looking for a response. I was just, but the answer is yes. So here's what happens in these practices. The guys who don't need it work the hardest. They don't need it because they do that all year long. You don't have to train those guys. The guys who can't do it because they didn't train all year, but they're really, really good at finding the back of the line, the loophole in the drill, right? Figured out the number of rotations to go, and if I get maximum rest, that's how they got to that point, right? But at some point, everybody felt that.
What are you hoping to see these last two games, especially
against Boston? Well, I mean, I apologize. Some fight. Because tomorrow's not going to be an easy night. For me, Boston is the best team in the league. They have the best balance of attack and defense. And that's gotten better over the years. Even it's even better now than it was for me when they won. And we're going to have somewhere between 9 and 11 guys out of our lineup, and we just went for an hour and a half. So we may not be as fresh.
Well, is it always surprising that after a season you kind of have to remind professional athletes or players that taking care of yourself is the most important thing for the offseason?
No. It's where you are as an individual. Eventually, they either all figure it out or they're out of the league. They all get it at some point. So the guys that are left, the older guys, have figured it out. I mean, you look at Olli Jokinen, he is a fit man. He's figured it out. Nobody survives to that point without knowing what to do. So the young guys come in. They realize that this is a full-time job. Some of them come in and they get it, right? Some of them, but the other guys will figure it out. Or they're out of the league. So it gets weeded out on their own. I'm not looking at this group and saying, hey, we're in horrible shape. We're just nowhere near where we will be in 3 years' time. You're not turning this thing, you're not getting to that elite level over 4 or 5 months, or everybody would be there. I mean, the collection comes in of a group of players that you have. You'll have each one of those players is at a different area on that spectrum, and then you've got to move the whole group a little bit in over the course of a summer. And then you set your standard in your first training camp. This is the way we practice in training camp. And then you set your standard over the course of the year. This is what the Winnipeg Jets look like on an off day, an on day, a morning skate. This is how we prepare. It's not perfect every day, but that's how you build your consistency. And you will get to the point. I think it probably took 4 years in that Hartford-Carolina transition because we were shockingly poorly out of shape in Hartford. It was shocking. So what happens is that the players start to train harder in the summer because they know the other players are training harder in the summer. And that's when it changes. It's not the coach. When the guy's working out going, I got to work out, one, to keep my spot on the team, but two, I don't want to take my shirt off in front of Stewie, because I know how hard this guy's working. And that's when you get that ramp effect and everybody starts being fit. It's going to take us a while.
Little instead of Gucci, just maintenance?
Yeah. Well, Brian Little wouldn't have got through today, and he's a player tomorrow and the next day, so I wouldn't have put him on knowingly that he would not have survived that.
You talk about taking ownership of the team, traveling,
off-ice. Talking about the players, correct. Players. Yeah. No, it's stages. First thing, the organization, management, and coaches set the standard. The players eventually take it over. I'll give you the perfect analogy. The best coaching on the bench doesn't come from the coaches. It's sitting down beside a player, a mentor, and he says, this is what we do in this situation. They get it like that. Right, so the first day the coach comes in and says, we're doing this, and then after a while the players take it over. That's what I'm talking about.
Paul, last home game of the year, do you have any theories on why this team isn't better at home?
No, I don't. No, I'm aware of the stat, and it's surprising. I mean, I think we're a 500 hockey club on the road in the Western Conference. Like, if you took that stat, put it up on the wall, and said, do you think the Winnipeg Jets are making the playoffs? The answer would be yes. If each one of you looked at 500 at the end of the season. And I don't know. I know coming in here, you knew you were in for it early. The building's fantastic, and there. All I would say is I truly believe there will become a time that we will get the benefit of home ice advantage in this building. And I don't know why it is what it was this year. I don't. I do think that our style of game that we're working, and I know that the Minnesota game was paint dry, and I understand that. But we gave up 12 even strength shots. But the Toronto game is more the way it's supposed to look. We're on the puck. And we were on their D. And we've had forecheck and offensive zone. And I'm not talking about the trade and rushes where the crowd's going wild. I'm talking about the in zone, on the puck, hunting the puck, and the crowd gets going. That's what it's supposed to look like. And we're starting and have been for the last two or three weeks getting more and more and more of that with a bunch of guys out. So we feel we put our guys back in. We get them to the right fitness level. We will play a style of game in this building that will get the benefit. The crowd will be into it here. Well, we didn't make the playoffs. The facts are the facts.
Even you're talking about 3 or 4 years.
I wouldn't. So I'm not saying that you're wrong based on what I've said. I'm going to say that we're. Yeah. So making the playoffs, this is where I think we're at. There are 8 contending teams in the National Hockey League. Any one of them wins the Stanley Cup, nobody's surprised. There are 8 playoff teams in the National Hockey League. If they win it, they're a little bit of surprise, but there's a chance that they could, right? It'd be a nice run, but it wouldn't be a shocker. We need to get into that next 8, and we're not there yet. How fast we get there, I don't have an answer for you. But if we're not sitting on the bar saying, hey, our goal is to make the playoffs. That doesn't do anything for you. You can ask the Islanders. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but that they made the playoffs last year and they're never missing the playoffs again. And that's, we have to get into the next stage is to get into become a playoff team, to build to a contending team. That being in the top 8 is what this is all about.
Paul, back to your thought about what it's supposed to look like, what it looked like in Toronto on Saturday night. With a substantial part of your lineup missing, did that game take something out of you on Saturday night?
So not that game, but look at the 7-12. We are in an 11-game road trip on the West Coast. Come off it, play a home game against Pittsburgh. They're not bad. Go to the East Coast and come back. Or go to Toronto and come back. But the Minnesota game, in some ways, looked the way it was supposed to look. You're at the end of your trip. You've got nothing left, and you still need to find it. We did what we needed to do in that game to give ourselves a chance to win. We give up 12 even-strength shots. Now, they're a defensive first team. I would no way have traded our chances for against their chances for. I liked our chances. We didn't win the game, but we did it right. At the end of a trip, like, you need to find a way to manufacture points during your adversity. That's the key to surviving. It's not when you get on a roll and when you're fresh. It's... You know, we've been pounded by injuries here, and I'd like to see our team as close to 500 during that stretch of time, because if you can survive that stretch, then you're in. Away you go. So the fitness is a key. Having your lineup stay a little bit more healthy, being as aggressive as we can be, and then learning how to physically survive that over 82. That's what this is all about.